Zuckerberg says, in a democracy, I believe people should decide what's credible, not tech companies. Pretty good idea, Mark. Now, if you truly believe that, then you'll look into conservatives being curtailed on your platform, Facebook, and on Instagram and other places. He says he believes that we must continue to stand for free expression. Now, the critics came out, man, they were mad. Well, you know, you're allowing these conservatives to spread all this nonsense. And here's the deal, and here's where I stand. I believe that Facebook is entirely too powerful when it comes to controlling the messaging in America. I've talked about the fact that I would not necessarily disagree with an antitrust investigation of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, these giant tech companies, because they have so much control over the messaging in America. And what we don't want are high-tech companies with one individual like a Mark Zuckerberg or a Jeff Bezos, who can control messaging to millions of people to affect the outcome of elections. That's too strong. That's too much. It's too much power for one company. And it's important for me to be able to get on Facebook or Twitter and say what I want without being stepped on and not having my feed slowed down or edited or blocked altogether. Censorship is not good as far as I'm concerned. So Mark Zuckerberg was asked, and he's going to be on today on Fox News, 2 o'clock with Dana Perino. Easy, Tom. Yeah. He'll be on with Dana Perino. Mark Zuckerberg will be. And he was reacting to the demands from Kamala Harris and others that Donald Trump be banned altogether from social media platforms. Listen to this. Here's a preview of today's interview, Bite 12, with Mark Zuckerberg. Go.
Kamala Harris has said that she thinks that Twitter should shut down President Trump's account. Like, do you think that's a ridiculous idea?
My belief is that in a democracy, I don't think that we want private companies censoring politicians in the news. I generally believe that as a principle, people should decide what is credible and what they want to believe and who they want to vote for. I don't think that that should be something that we want tech companies or any kind of other company doing.
And I agree with that. If he sticks with that principle, I agree with that. You know, Zuckerberg has to understand that, you know, 50% of the people that use Facebook are conservatives, maybe more or less, but somewhere around 50%. And if you're stepping on them all the time, it's not good for business. And let's be honest, at the end of the day, it's a big business that Zuckerberg runs. It's a big operation, right? And where do they make their money? Selling information. They're information merchants. And if they have less access to less people, it's not good for his bottom line, period. And him curtailing the freedom of speech in America, not good for the rest of us. So maybe we've arrived at some common ground. We'll see. Elizabeth Warren still wants to crush him and grind him into, wants to crush his bones and make it into her bread, I suppose. Dr. Ben Carson, in the cabinet room here this week, took a moment to tell the president he likes what he's doing. He's basically proud of his courage and so on and so forth. But it's kind of a cute exchange because I had somebody here tell me recently that Donald Trump, he has no sense of humor. He never laughs. He never smiles. He never makes jokes. He never does anything, really. Really. Well, I've had that in my head for a couple of days, and I saw this clip, and I said, well, apparently he does crack jokes, and he does smile, and he does have fun. Bite number 10, starting with Dr. Ben Carson, back and forth with the president. Bite 10, go.
I just want to thank you for your incredible courage and stamina and resilience with unwithering criticism, unfair criticism all the time. And I would just sort of sum it up by saying, would you rather have a non-politician whose speech is unfiltered, who gets a lot of stuff done, or somebody with a silver tongue who gets nothing done?
But I thought I had a silver tongue. I always thought I had a silver tongue. But I agree with you.
But you know, as I told you before, I think God is using you.
Thank you very much. You have said that, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Ben.
But I thought I had a silver tongue. That's good wit, and it's fast on his feet, you know, and that's why. You know, can you imagine Joe Biden trying to keep up with this guy? Come on. It's not a fair fight. All right, so it's Friday, and on Fridays we come up with the dumbest thing you've heard all week, right? And we throw some sound bites out there for your consideration. You can go to stevegruber.com, drop us a note. We'll check it here at the top of the hour, and we'll check it before the end of the program as well. We've got a few. This will be the first of some contestants today. It's Tom Steyer, the billionaire from California, who is now in the presidential race, who is actually on the stage at the debate. Was that Tuesday, right? He was on the debate stage Tuesday. And he says it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. I mean, either you vote the Republicans out or we're all dead. No hyperbole there. Let it speak for itself. One of the dumbest things I've heard all week. Contestants for this week, number 13, Tom Steyer, 13. Go.
We are in the fight of our lives. Everything is on the table in 2020. They think so too, because they think if they lose in 2020, that they're going to have to, the rules are going to be fair, and they're never going to win again. And they're right. If we win in 2020, they're done forever. But it's scary for us too, because if they win, literally, it could be the end of the world.
Literally, it'll be the end of the world. Bloody hell. Literally, it's all over. We're all dead. Tell Monty, would you please?
Good grief. I mean, who listens to this garbage and takes it? We're all going to die. It's all over. Okay, I'm good. I'm pulling myself together, everybody. I'm getting it back together. Steve, hang on to yourself. I'm doing the best I can. I think we'll be okay. Deep breath, everybody. Repeat after me. I am an American, and I'm going to be fine. I am an American, and I'm going to be fine. I am an American, and I'm going to be right back after this break.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.